Pastor E, and all of my covenant brothers. And yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion, and let's keep it real. Not what will you do, but we make a personal decree that we will do better now. Or let me say it personally, I'll do better now. The truth is here. Let's set it. Man up the movement. Now is my time to fight. Number one, that I'm taking personal responsibility for my own life. Number two, no longer relying on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, walking in purpose with God. Number five, holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. Yes, man up. Yes, this is the relaunching of several broadcasts that we've kind of just been resting and waiting for God to speak. And this is the final quarter. Yes, we are pressing. We are moving. We are getting prepared to finish strong. We're crossing over. But what are we going to do in these final 3 months that are left in this season to finish strong? It's ironic that we said that because I get a phone call today by one of our covenant brothers. And the first thing he said was forgiveness. And I said, is this what our subject is going to be tonight? So without any further ado, I want to bring in our host for this evening. Now, he'll be back on the third Tuesday also, but we're bringing him in tonight to share with us a dynamic word about forgiveness. Amen. So welcome. Put your hands together for Pastor Dwayne Collins. Good evening, man of God.
Good evening, man of God. How you doing there? I know you're blessed and highly favored, too, and only be disappointed. I already got all that. I know you're okay. A blessed man.
Well, you know, but I'll say like this, because I have a brother's ear, man. It's not perfect, you know. I'm dealing with something, and I'm going to put it out there because that's what Man Up is about, transparency. But I'm dealing with something of doing the right thing to Christian people.
Mm.
And they turn around and slap you in the face.
My God.
Ooh, I mean, to do the honorable thing that's out of the business realm. And then to say, you know what, I'm gonna make a concession and do what's right to try to help you and get slapped in the face.
Mm.
Ooh, Jesus, I'm dealing with that right now. And then you call me about forgiveness.
That's powerful, man.
And you know, we are not unvulnerable to the attack and in any kind of way. But I had to realize it's not the person; it's the spirit that the person holds. It's the old way of doing things that person holds. So I cannot get mad. I've been on my face praying and crying that God breaks the bondages of lies and cheating and backbiting. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get out the way because I want to hear your word tonight. But we have to be very, 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 very protective on who we put our mouth on. I'm going to say that again. We have to be very, very careful on who we run our mouth on and who we talk about and who we line on. We must, because you know what? Everything I remember when I was like that, it all came back on me. Triple fold, double fold. And I just want to humbly ask God to continue to strengthen me in that area. And this word that you're about to deliver tonight, I know is going to bless me. So without any further ado, the floor is yours. God bless you, man of God. Bless us.
Come on, man. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. We waiting on you now. You got it.
Praise the Lord. Well, first of all, E, I want to, man, just say to you, brother, you know, we know that the word said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality. We know that it's always a spiritual thing. See, we are earthly spirit. We are earthly beings trying to have a spirit. Well, say it like this. We're spirit beings trying to have an earthly experience. We're trying to have it in the flesh. So the enemy is never going to attack you he can't attack you he got to attack you in the spirit. Because if you can see, we are flesh, so we become spirit. You know, without a body, you can't see a spirit. So you have to have a body. So what the enemy does, he attacks us in the spirit. He said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against against spiritual wickedness, so it's spiritual that we fight. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Blood cannot reveal how the devil acts, so the devil got to attack us in the spirit. Once he attacks us in the spirit, that's when the body, what they want to do. Why? Because if the body is not covered in the blood, then it's no longer belongs to that body. It can become possessed. That's why, you know, we preach deliverance. Everybody got to be delivered. If you're not delivered, that means you belong to the devil. So he have righteous to you. He can do whatever he want to do to you because he have righteous to you because you haven't committed, you haven't confessed and called on the Lord. So that's why I said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We rise against spiritual. It's the spiritual wickedness. That's what happened. It's spiritual wickedness. And so that's why God came into the spirit, but he manifests himself in the flesh. That's why he said we can take on what the devil try to do to us. Why? Because we are stronger in the spirit. The flesh always going to be weak, but we are power. We powerhouse in the spirit. And so I just want to, you know, throw that at you, because he said, count it all joy when you find yourself in diverse temptation. The devil always going to come. But if you put the word on him, he got to flee. He got to flee, because that's what God used on him when he was in the mountain. He used the word. God do nothing else but the word. So sometimes when we be attacked, we got to understand, yeah, we call them Christian brothers or we call them Christian sisters, but at the same time, are they really Christians? Are they really? Because God says that you are no mine. God peoples don't hurt us. God peoples don't come against us. God said his peoples are love. So God said, you know my peoples because you know how the fruit they bear, or you know the love that they show, because God is a loving God. So I just want to put that nugget in there, because we all get attacked. But sometimes when we get attacked, we don't realize. We don't look at it and say, man, that's a spirit. But we quick to take on when he said, this battle is not yours, it's the Lord. So I just want to, you know, give you that, man, because, you know, the higher we go, the bigger devils we fight. We can't fight the same old devils because we defeated them. So the higher you go, the higher anointing you go, bigger devils you want to fight. And it gotta be in the church fold. Why? Because he said we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. We fight against spiritual wickedness in high places. Where's spiritual wickedness at? It can't be out in the world, because the world don't know nothing about spiritual. It's in the church. It's the ones that call themselves a Christian. It's the one that you would see but yet they're trying to stab you in the back. That's why it got to be spiritual. It can't be earthly, because it's no good, but it got to be spiritual. So I just want to put that nugget in there to you, my brother, and I hope somebody's listening, because whatever you're fighting, whatever you're battling, all you got to do, he said, count it all joy. I'm counting all joy. Why? Because you counted. You're worthy to be tried. Count it all joy. Because if the devil's not coming against you, then something ain't right. You got to be with him, or you got to be so. Because if you're not being attacked, that means you're not fighting for the Lord. The Lord is not on your side. That means you're not preaching the gospel. That means not living according to God's will. Because the devil don't want nothing that is already submitted to him. See, he don't want nothing that already submitted to him. He wants something that's not submitted to him. The devil don't want nothing that's not he already got. That's why certain demons or certain devils don't fight you or don't mess with you. Why? Because they already say, well, he want odds. You know, that's like in the hood, you know, in the games. You know, they don't come against you if you want it is. They only go outside because they want to fight something that is not to them. So I just want to throw that nugget out there, but let me hit this prayer real quick, because I feel the gates of hell is trying to prevail. I feel the tension of the devil and his workers moving rapidly. I can feel it and I can sense it, but the devil is alive, because according to God's word, God says that he will stand up, he will fight, he will put up a standard. God says that he will fight this battle. God said this battle is not mine, it's his, it belongs to the Lord. But what God says, I gotta stand still and see the foundation. I gotta stand still and see the hands of the Lord. I gotta stand still and see he fight this battle for me. So the devil is a lie. I feel principality trying to move all over in this area right now. Why? Because the subject that I want to talk about. I feel principalities right now walking up and down in my face, in my ear. I can feel the spirit. But the devil is a lie. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. He have no authority. He have no power. God, heaven, you can't show me in the scripture that God gave him power. God said he gave me power and authority. So I'm going to use my power and authority. How am I using it? Why? Because my Lord is going to fight my battle. I can't fight the devil, but God can. I can fight him with the word. Why? Because God said, quote the word. So I'm going to pray right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we know that you're able to do all things, God. We know that you said that you have all powers and authority. We know that the devil's up under your feet. We know that, God, that you are the ruler. We know that you are the king. We know you are the headship of principality. You said you are the full Godhead. There's no other Godhead but you. We know that you have all authority. So, God, we surrender to you. We surrender ourselves to you. God, any authority that we have, we surrender to you. Why? Because you are the authority one. You have the one. You have all the authority. You have all the power. Devil, you are a liar. Satan, the Lord rebuke you and your workers. You don't have authority to even listen to this conversation. You don't even have authority to be in the presence of God's anointing. You don't have the presence. So you might as well just walk away. Get up out of here. Take your whips with you and take your warlocks, your witches and all that kind of stuff, and all your hanks and all your whatever you want to call them, a prince of darkness. You can take them and y'all can scat. Why? Because my God is powerful. My God got all deity. My God is the Lord. So, Father God, we surrender to you, Lord. We say, have your way, God. Speak with us, God. Minister to us, God. Show us in your word, God. Give us an understanding what your word means, God. Why? Because we live a life according to you. You said it's your will. You said it's your work. You said it's your walk. You said that you died for us. We didn't die for you. You said you died for us. We died that we may have righteousness. We died that we may have right to the tree of life. So, Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way, God. Have your way, God. If anyone bound right now, God, we ask you, God, to release them from out of bounds, from being bound right now, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, open up the highways and the skyways, Lord, that they may receive your word, God. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. In Jesus' name, let somebody say amen. Let somebody say amen. Let somebody say amen and amen and amen and amen. Well, I was at work, you know, lately, like Apostle was saying that, you know, on his side, he's waiting in California. I'm here in Wisconsin, okay? And the devil is busy. He's attacking him just as well as he's attacking me. If you're not being attacked, then you need to go back to the Lord. You need to go back to the Lord and ask him questions. Why? Because he said that you would be persecuted for his name's sake. He said that the enemy would come and try to destroy you. But God said no weapon formed against you. It may prosper, but it may form, but it can't prosper. Yeah, the devil may look like he roaring like a lion. Ain't nobody scared of him. Your roar should be louder than his. Your roar should be louder than his. Because the Bible said he's sick and devour. He roaring like a lion. You know, only time a lion get loud when he's trying to scare somebody. But you have enough Holy Ghost. You have enough power to stand on the true foundation of the Word of God. Amen. And so, like I said, I was at work. And, you know, lately I've been talking with the Lord because, you know, I'm going through some things here. If somebody say they're not going through, they lying. The Bible truly says that you will be persecuted. They will come against you. The enemy will come at you seven different ways. He will flee, but he'll come back. He'll flee, but he'll come back. Why? Because he go back and he go to and fro to seeking who he can devour. Only time that he can devour us when we get our thoughts out of the Word of God. Once we get out of the Word of God, that's when we get messed up. You know what he said? The soul that's sinned is going to die and go. You know, he said, surely you're not going to die. Yes, you are. Because every time you don't focus on the Word of God, when you're not in the Word of God, you're dying. You're dying. You have less power. You're giving in more into the world. You're giving in to the more into the world system. You're giving in to more of the attack of the enemy. If you're not looking, because what sin don't stink to a dead person. Sin don't stink. For sin to smell, you can't be dead. I'm going to leave that one alone. That's another sidebar. But God was giving me something here, and I was asking the Lord, you know, I was talking to him like I'm going to talk to you, and I was asking the Lord, you know, and I'm going through to and fro in the hospital because that's where I work at. I work at a hospital. And I'm going to and fro into a hospital, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing, and God hit me with this. I'm going to see if I can grab this multiple scriptures. It is multiple scriptures from the beginning to the end. It is multiple scriptures in the Bible. But what my key verse that I want to come from, I want to come from Hebrews, the 8th chapter, verses 12. Hebrews, the 8th chapter, verses 12. Hebrews, the 8th chapter, verses 12. For I will forgive those wickedness, I will forgive the wickedness, and I will remove their sins. I will remove their sins. No more. We get so bent out of shape. We get so corrupted. We get so confused. He says that I will forgive the wickedness. Or you can go to different other scriptures of the Bible and say different things. I will forgive the wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins. It got different verses. So, you know, I just want to use that key verse, because if you gotta read the whole chapter of Hebrews, where he's talking about how he's making a covenant and all this, and you know, he do this. He said he'd throw your sins in the sea of forgiveness, and he won't remember them no more. That's what the Lord gave me today, because we are so caught up in what we did wrong. We are so caught up in unforgiveness. We've been bamboozled. I've been bamboozled. So for a person to say they ain't been bamboozled, you're lying, because I've been bamboozled. The Bible clearly says that God would throw, he will forgive your sins and throw them in the sea of forgiveness. He will remove your sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever should believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. God always promised us that he would remove away from our sin. That's what he did for Adam and Eve. He removed away from their sin. Christ came to die for the sins of the world. He came to redeem mankind back. But what we are so caught up in, or what we forgetting, and what we messing up our spiritual walk, or what we messing up in, the Bible clearly said that God will remove your sins and throw them in the sea of forgiveness. Now, what God was telling me exactly like this is, show me where I remember your sins. If I put it in the Word, if I read it in the Word, if I started from Genesis to Revelation, show me in the Word where I pull up your sin. Show me in the Word where I blaspheme you. Show me in the Word that I point my finger and I talk about you. Show me in the Word where I condemn you. I have forgave you of your sins. I have cleaned your slate. I have washed your feet. I have covered you multiply. I have never once brought up the sins that you have committed. I have never once point a finger at you, but yet you still coming to me, asking me to forgive you of your sins. What are you asking me to forgive you of something that I always forgave you? You keep doing things. See, if we ask God to forgive us of something and he don't remember, why should we remember? Why is we keep walking around this earth talking about, Lord, forgive me? Only time the Lord have to forgive you if you keep repeating yourself. If you keep repeating, that's religion. Religion that we keep repeating. We keep doing the same old, same old, same old, same old. But God forbid. For God forbid. For God forbid. For God said, if shall we continue in sin when grace abides? God had gave us grace, but yet we still walking around here like God haven't forgave us. That's even in our marriage. That's even in our relationship. That's even in the relationship that we have in the church. Pastor E spoken. He said he was doing some stuff with some Christian people, and they like stabbed him in his back, and he was so upset. Why? Why? Because that's the attack of the enemy. If we get into the scripture, God said that you forgive them. How many times? Seven times. Seven times, seven times. You know how many times you're supposed to forgive someone? Seven times, seven times. But yet, did he ever tell you, bring it up? Did he ever tell you to bring it up? Did he ever tell you, say, oh, I'm going to forgive you this once? I'm going to forgive. No, he said forgive them seven times. But we are Christians. We are an ambassador. We are on the journey for the Lord. We're on the battlefield for the Lord, but yet we can't forgive. We can't forgive one another. We can't forgive the hate. We can't forgive the fussing, the cussing. We can't forgive because you cheat. You know But yet, did I bring it up? But yet, did I go on? Did I show you a book? Did I write it? Did it? Because you know, a lot of people say that he write it down and he gonna write it and open up the books. Well, that's not a just God. He opened up the book to those that haven't confessed. He opened up the book to those that haven't surrendered themselves to our Lord and Savior. That's when the book's gonna be open. How could the books be opened up on the saint when God say he don't even remember your sins? I'm telling you, we got to get this thing together. Isaiah the 43 chapter 25th. I am he who blessed out your transgression for my own sake. And I won't remember your sins no more. But yet we still walk around here acting like God haven't forgave us. Oh, you keep putting them back on the cross. God don't remember when you put them back on the cross. We got to get out of this stinking thinking. We got to get out of this. For us to grow as the body of Christ to be effective, how the church is going to move, we got to get in forgiveness. Because if somebody did you wrong, you mad at them. Well, you know what? What if God would have come back and say, well, you did me wrong, but that's not a God. He's a just God. He said he throw your sins in the sea of forgiveness, and he don't remember no more. But we can step on somebody's toe, and they'll bring it back up to you next week. We'll block somebody on the road, and they'll bring it back on to you next week. I thought you was a Christian. See, that's the devil. God said he's a love. God said I love. God said grace. God says that he love us. He love us so much, that's why he died. But yet, we are walking around angry. We are walking around bitter. We are with tumors in our bodies and hearts. Why? Because we have so unforgiveness. That's what he said. He said, how can you come to the altar when you have an ought against your brother or your sister? How are you going to bring God an offering and you got unforgiveness in your heart? You think he don't know that? That's why he put these in the scripture. So if we get into the scripture, God is trying to show us he forgave us of our sin. If he don't remember no more, why you keep letting the devil keep putting it in your head? That's, you know, and he was telling me this, and he was saying just like in a marriage. If God says you married to him, he's the husband and the wife, but yet you go out and cheat on him with other gods. You follow other false prophets. You follow false soul seers. You follow false witchcraft. You follow all that. But yet do God remind you? Do God come and tell you, oh, you following after all false gods? He said, lean on to me. God said, come to me. But yet God ain't pointing the finger at talking about you following false gods. He wrote it in the scripture. But God is a loving God. That's why he gave us grace. That's why he said grace to buy. Should we continue in sin? God don't like sin. That's one of the things that keep us up out of heaven. You know, unforgiveness is a sin. Unforgiveness is a sin. That's why he said you're supposed to forgive your brothers and sisters for what they don't know what they do. They don't know what they're doing, but yet you're supposed to have compassion. I got to have compassion. Man, my Lord hit me with that word today. He said, I dare you. Keep coming to me. I dare you. Keep saying, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. On a repeater. I'm not a repeater. A repeater keep doing things. He said, if you're going to love me or not, if you're going to love me or not, you're going to be hot or cold. Are you going to love me or not? If you're not going to love me, make sure your butt's hair wide open. But if you're going to love me, you have to have compassion. You have to have compassion. If I forgave you of your sins, and I don't remember them anymore, how are you going to let somebody else remind you of your sins? God said, I am the giver and the taker. I give and I take. If I forgave you of your sins, and throw them in the sea of forgiveness. And if I don't remember no more, how you going to keep trying to tell me something that I don't remember? You want to convince me. We got to quit trying to convince God. God said, I gave you bread. I gave you water. I gave you manna. I have gave you peace. I have gave you joy. Why you got all this sickness in your body? I have healed you. I have set you free. I have gave you a clean slate. You know when the judge hit on the thing and he said, and they had seven jurors, but they come back and say not guilty. The judge said, I find you not guilty. I don't find nothing to punish you with. I don't find nothing to get you involved. I don't find nothing. And then, you know, sweep it over here. That's when he gave it to me about the prodigal son. He gave it to me about the prodigal son. When the prodigal son wanted all of his goods. He couldn't stay in the own country. He couldn't stay there. Why? Because people know who he was. See, sometimes when God save us, we leave where God save us at, and we go to a far country. Because we can do all we got to do over there. They don't know me. They don't know me. I can do this and I can do that. They don't know me. But the Lord knows you. But the Lord knows you. And the Bible says that the prodigal son came to himself in a far country. And remember, he remembered, I had it better in my father's house, where it was meat, where it was water, where it was clean, where the peace of the Lord, where the joy of the Lord was there. That's in your temple. You can't have peace and joy in your temple if you got unforgiveness. You can't have peace and joy in your heart if you got unforgiveness. That's sickness. But he said, if I would go back to my father's house, where it was peace and joy. The word was a Raymond word. The word was quick. The word was working. The word was doing it. I didn't remember myself. He said to himself, I got to dust myself off. I got to get out of this pit. I got to get out. How did I end up with the pigs when I got a father that loves me? How did I end up in this situation when I got a father that loves me? Unforgiveness. He had bitter in his heart. He wanted his goods, but at the same time, he had bitter in his house. Why? Because the enemy is so crafty. One minute, we think we got it all together. We got it all together, but we forget about our Lord. That's when the enemy comes and sweep in on us. He sweep in on us. And you know what he starts saying? Well, you know, God ain't going to forgive you of that one. Oh, you know, God ain't going to forgive you of this. You know, God don't like this. You know, God this and God. He's accuser of the brothers. So if he can get you to get unforgiveness in your heart, how can God work? Because you won't let him in. He says we have to have unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. You understand some of your grand sisters, your grandmamas, your granddaddies, your great-great-grand. I know they dead. I know they may molested you. They may rape you. They may did all kind of things to you. But God said you got to have forgiveness in your heart. Because if you don't have forgiveness in your heart, that's going to kill you. It's going to put sickness in your body. You won't be yourself. You won't be what he created you to be. So I understand you can't go back to the generations and generations and generations and ask for forgiveness, but you can ask now. You got to let folks go. Because if you don't let folks go, you would never move. You would never prosper. You would never do what God wants you to do. Why? Because you're still holding on what your grandmama did to you, what your granddaddy did to you, what the old preacher did to you, what the old saints did to you. God said you got to let that stuff go. Ask for forgiveness. I know they're not there, but ask for forgiveness. God is the one that can create everything. God is able to do all things. That's nothing too hard for God. But yet, we still walk around like zombies. And God saying, how is that, my child? How is that? How I put you in a place where you was having great moves, and yet I find you up under a Judah retreat, wanting to kill yourself, want to die. How did you get to that point? Unforgiveness. You mad at other people because they moving more than you moving. You got hate in your heart. How you God going to give you some kind of anointing and you got hate in your heart for them? That's unforgiveness. God is a God of love. He said he measured, he give all of gifts according to our measure. You can't work for God and work for the devil too. Because if you have unforgiveness in your heart and you're trying to work, that's sushi. And so my Lord had hit me with that. The body of Christ fallen. Yeah, we can preach a word. We can preach we can tell the Bible up. But you have unforgiveness in your heart. If God said he forgave you and throw it in the sea of forgiveness, how could you bring up some stuff that you forgave us some folks? So what are you telling me? My son, how you want to move, but yet you still have unforgiveness in your heart? Every time you're trying to do something, the first thing that comes in your heart is what folks have done to you. What folks, how they misbruise you, how they mislead you. That's the first thing that comes in your heart. And then what you do, you tell the Lord, well, I don't want to move, God, because they're going to hurt me again. I don't want to work for you, Lord, because they're going to hurt me again. I don't want to pray for nobody no more, Lord, because they hurt me again. But God saying that's unforgiveness in your heart. How are you going to move for God with unforgiveness? Because every time you trust something, you're going to come back to the frame thought, well, they're going to do me wrong anyway. They're going to do me like this. They're going to do me like that. But God saying, what have I done to you? What have I done to you? What? Show me. Show me. Show me in my word. What have I done to you? I brought you manna. I made things that you couldn't even make. I put things together that you couldn't even put together. But show me where I did wrong to you. Show me where I did wrong to you. Because if I did wrong to you, that means I'm not a just God. I'm not a just God. If I have forgave you of your sins and forgave you of your iniquities, then what iniquity do you have in your heart? Who lied to you? Who misled you? Who misled you? Who misled you? Because I have gave you hope, peace, prosperity. I've gave you life more than abundantly. I've showed up when the doctors didn't show up. I healed you when they said you wouldn't be healed. I've delivered you when they said you wouldn't be delivered. I took things out of your way when they said you couldn't take it out of your way. Remember I showed up when you was in a car accident? Remember I showed up when you almost OD'd? Remember I showed up when they was about to kill you? I showed love. I didn't show hate. I protected you. I put you in my bosom and rocked you. Oh, my Lord, Shando Kolabasata. I'm telling you what the Lord was telling me. When you didn't know how to get out of your current situation, then I opened up a door for you. When you didn't have food on your table, then I make a way for you. This is what he was telling me. Show me in the word what you can show, tell me that I keep reminding you of your iniquities. Show me in the word. Because if I have forgave you, it's so. It's written in heaven. The heavens can't even declare it. The heavens can't point nothing out. They cannot go into the sea of forgiveness. You know what the sea of forgiveness is? God don't even remember no more. He can't even go find him and even know he's the God. What I'm saying tonight, people. Nowhere he promised tomorrow. Nobody's promised tomorrow. But you can get forgiveness. Who cares if nobody forgive you? Who cares if nobody forgive you? But what counts is you make an effort. That's what the Lord is saying. Everybody's searching for a word. Everybody's searching for a prophecy. Everybody's searching for to say you be anointed. Everybody's searching for somebody to lay hands on you and all this kind of stuff. But God's saying is, can you forgive? I mean, really, can you forgive and not bring it up no more? Can you forgive and trust that I removed it? Can you forgive and walk like in faith? Can you forgive? Or you gonna keep on letting the enemy trick you? Or you gonna keep on being lied to? That's what I'm saying. That's all he gave me. I ain't trying to get into something. I ain't trying to put words in there. I ain't trying to search this. I ain't trying to search that. It's all you got to do is get on your phone, type in unforgiveness, and God will show you all kind of scriptures, but you'll never find something in there that God brought up your sin. Yeah, peoples will do it. Yeah, they will. Humans would do that. But God said I wouldn't do it. They may say that you. They may say this about you. But the Lord said, stop speaking about. That's not me. I don't care what you say. That's not me. No, that's not me. I'm blessed and highly favored. No, that's not me. He forgave me of an all. You talking about another person. I don't know who you talking about. Because in my spirit is born again. My spirit is a new. I'm a new creature in Christ. Oh, no, that's not me. I don't even know who that person is. Stop letting people put things on you that don't fit you. No, that's not me. Why? Because if you keep accepting it, then you're going to let bitter come back in your heart. That's all I have to say tonight. That's all I have to say tonight. Let God be God. Let God be God. That's all I'm saying. Let God be God. Because if he ain't God, then that makes him either be a liar. And I heard he said, search the scriptures. In the scriptures, you'll find truth. Yeah, we do some things. We do some things. Yeah, we do some things. And then we go back and ask for forgiveness. But that sounds like a religion thing, because religion is a practice. Well, I'm going to do this. He's going to forgive me. God already knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in your heart before you even can speak it out. Before you're going to say, forgive me, God knows what's in your heart. He knows of your forgiveness. That's like repentance. He knows if your repentance is true. Man, you can't fool God. That's what we've been doing for the last 20 years, thinking we can fool God. But God knows your heart, what your heart thinks. Don't you know he's the creator, he's the architect of your body? You don't need no lie detector. You go do a lie detector and take a lie. God knows your heart. Hey, he knows your heart. Unforgiveness is a sickness. And that's what the Lord said. It's a sickness. It's a spirit that brings infirmities to your body. Unforgiveness is like cancer. It grows and it kills the cells. That's what he said. It would bring anxiety. You will have high blood pressure. You have headaches. You'd be woozy. You'd be angry. You have all kind of matters going on in you. He said that's a sickness. Unforgiveness is a sickness. Unforgiveness is a sickness. It comes to kill, steal, and destroy. It comes to tear down every root that grows in your heart. Unforgiveness makes you commit suicide. Unforgiveness makes you do all kind of matters of things. It's a spirit. And if you feed it, it will grow. Father God, I ask right now in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, that I have done the word that you told me to do. I pray, Father God, that you seal this word. Lord, what you have spoken to my heart, I have spoken to your people. Father God, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, let it be your word, not my word. Let it be your truth and only your truth. Lord, reach through the deepest sea, God, and show yourself worthy to those that need you the most. I need you the most. But, Father God, I know that you are able to do better and more than anybody else. So, Lord, I have acts of your help. I have acts of your will. Let your will be done, God, and help us to get unforgiveness out of our heart that we may please you and grow with you. You have the last say. I give you all the glory and honor. In your wonderful and majestic name I pray. Amen to you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Forgiveness. That is so important there, pastors, that we let ourselves off the hook and we stop blaming ourselves. If God has, and he said it very clearly in the new covenant in Hebrews that he will remember no more. We got to give ourselves a break and start to live the new life and live the life of Christ that is about his love. Man, good word, good word. We want to take an opportunity. Got a few minutes. Any callers got a comment, question, prayer request? I just want to give Pastor Dwayne a shout out. Go ahead and dial one right now. We'll bring you in. Area code 858-2359 is your last four. Welcome to Man Up. What's up, Ali?
Man, I love you, Pastor E. I love you, Pastor, that was preaching and talking. And when I say preaching and talking, I don't mean the government preaching and talking.
Right, right.
I mean that spirit preaching and talking. And I felt you, brother, and I love it. You said, they lying if they ain't going through nothing.
They lying.
Woo! They lying. That's my new word. They lying.
They lying.
Man, I felt that one.
Look, I'm glad you said something because he had me on the floor. I was in the Holy Ghost dance. I'm like, they lying if you say you ain't going through nothing. If you ain't going
Woo!
Through nothing, you need to check your relationship with God.
Man, I felt that. And I want to say this too. I felt him on forgiveness. Let me tell you something, Pastor E. I'm going to do this real quick. I had a girlfriend, and she cheated on me. And no, I'm from L.A. We known to act a fool when a girl cheat on us.
Come on,
right?
Now.
But when she cheated on me, the spirit took over. It made me not eat. I fast in 24 hours. I woke up. I called that woman. I said, you know what? I forgive you. I didn't call out her name. I didn't get mad at her. I didn't say nothing. And that took a lot for me coming out of Baldwin Hills, man. Crenshaw District.
Yes.
Man, I finally broke the chain.
Come on.
I broke it. They lying.
They lying. I'll be screaming that all night. I promise. They lying. Thank you so much, Minister Ali, mighty man of God out of San Diego, originally from L.A. down here where I'm at. Can't wait until we meet personally, but I know God is doing great things in your life. And continue to push on, man.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, anybody else, go ahead and dial one. That was an awesome word. They lying. Man, when you said that, I'm sitting here and I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, I had to get up and start jumping because, you know, we got to tell each other the truth. And the truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're welcome to Man Up the Movie with Pastor Dwight. Evangelist Virginia?
Bad room, Mississippi.
I see that one. I probably hit mute or something. But we'll continue up. Anybody else want to give a shout out? I'm about to throw some folks under the bus. I see some partners over here. No, I'm not going to do that tonight. Just that was a good word. And for us, it's in that teaching and in the revelation knowledge that we must forgive. If you do not forgive, neither don't think you've been in unforgiveness. Let me just keep it real to you, and I ain't going to lie. I'm going to keep it real with you. If you are living in unforgiveness, God has not forgiven you. You are still in your sin. You are still in your mess. I'm going to say that again. Oh, my God. If you are still living in unforgiveness, you have not been forgiven by God. Read Mark 11, 24, 25. It says, forgive anyone with any ought. It says, but if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Let's try this again. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Man Up. Hello? I think she's muting herself when she dialed one. Just call back in, woman of God, and don't hit one. I'll bring you in. Minister Charlene, welcome to Man Up.
Praise the Lord, Pastor E and Pastor Dwayne. I just wanted to give a shout out and say it was a good message for the men, for the brothers. Thank God for you putting your the word out there about forgiveness. Truly, as a sister listening to the program, I just want to share that I had to learn to forgive beyond my mind and forgive from my heart, you know, my spiritual heart, you know, my mind, to know that even though you're out of the situation, that the damage that was done by being in a situation that caused unforgiveness, forgive from your heart. Forgive beyond the initial offense. Because Jesus said, you know, last days offenses would come. And so, you know, when we walk around saying, Jesus loves you, God loves you, or, you know, we receive it when someone tells us God loves us, it kind of, when you have unforgiveness, it just seems like it bounces off your heart, bounces off your thought. You're like, oh, thank you. It's like you feel like they're just giving you a nice greeting. But once you really allow God to come in and show where the unforgiveness really is because of the offense, then you go there with God, and it, you know, it may hurt because you don't want to reflect on it. You remember when it happened. But it's like to go forward, you have to, you know, let go of the embrace of that offense. I used to embrace it and hold it because that was a loved one. It was a person who I would least expect to offend me. But, you know, God tells us in the word, you know, put our trust in on man. You know, I can't even put my trust in myself because I'm limited with my understanding. The word comes in, it rebukes me, you know, it corrects me. And I was hearing the heart of God through what you were saying. And it really impacted me because I just feel like, if I can say this before I go, I really feel like God is really trying to bring the church closer in the love of God. You know, women have been hurt by men have been hurt by women. And, you know, to just embrace, to be a female and hear this teaching from men and you speaking to the men, it really just shows where God is dealing with my heart and forgiveness. Yeah. And it's just really humbling for me because I used to say all men are dogs. Anybody that would break your heart deliberately, to me, in my opinion, from that, is like a man just being a heartbreaker, a dog, a cheater, da da da. But at the end of the day, if it's changing me to be like that, then I'm not being my true self. So God had to show me that in my offense, I copped an attitude, and I was like, how can I say it? Like, I push brothers away. But the idea wasn't to be just nasty and mean to them. It was because I had bitterness, and I was offended. and I was not forgiven. And the guys I would meet had to take the brunt of that, of my insecurity, that they were going to hurt me like the last person. So, and I, like I think Sister Carolyn was saying, she was drawing those type of men, different faces, but same, you know, spirit. And you don't even know you're drawing that. But it really is convicting to say, wow, Lord, you know, my heart, I was holding on to unforgiveness.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
wasn't forgiving from my heart, my mind, but I was forgiving just saying, I'm over it, I'm out the situation, but I was taking the memories with me. So I just say, thank God for you. And I felt the heartbeat of God with that situation. Keep doing what you're doing. As a sister, it impacted me to say, wow, Lord, you, the men that are receiving it, I pray for them that God will help them to let go of what they have embraced from the hurt, because God knows their heart and he knows where the injustice occurred. But for you to actually, if God's will for you to have a quality relationship in the future, you don't want to take that with you. You want to be free and delivered and changed. Like Pastor,
that's
you
right,
say, change real ways.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, and I'm glad you said that, because forgiveness is for me. It's really, yeah, I need the other person to receive it, but it's really releasing me to go to another level. It's really releasing the person who has been in bondage of unforgiveness and hate, that now we can grow, and it's important. Thank you so much, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Let's try Evangelist Virginia. Good evening, Evangelist Virginia. Welcome to Man Up.
Well, good evening.
How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Are y'all hearing me? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Pastor Colin, man of God. I was sitting on my bed, and I took two pillows and put them down and laid on the pillows I had to lay down. And received this word. I felt this thing. I felt it. This was the word of God. You preach nothing but the word of God. You preach the truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm just so excited to hear you talk on forgiveness. Because forgiveness is for us. Pastor Collins, forgiveness is for us. Not for the other person. It is for us. And we need to learn how to forgive those that hate us, those that don't like us. They can look at you and don't like you. But we still got to forgive. They can say something, but we still got to forgive. They can lie on us, but we still got to forgive. Like you said, liars. They want to say they never lied, but yes, they have. Yes, they have. And you brought us such an awesome word tonight that I am truly blessed. And I want to say to you tonight, man of God, you preach Jesus. And that's what the people need to hear. They don't need to hear us preach at them. They need to hear us preach to them and preach the word. Preach the word, nothing but the word. Preach the truth and nothing but the truth. Because Jesus said when he came in contact with Satan, he was speaking the truth. He was saying enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I heard you say something about God is God. And that song dropped in my spirit. God is God. And God don't never change. God is God.
Yeah,
and God
right,
don't
right.
never change. And say, I know God is God. And God don't never change. God is God. And God don't never change. And man of God, keep preaching and teaching like you're doing. Because a lot of people out there need to hear this tonight.
That's
we'd
right.
be on the air and we'd be preaching. We could get on this air 24/7. And we can preach. But if we not preaching Jesus and we preaching at the people and not to the people, they are not receiving anything. But I'm sure that God, this word has went forth. This word has gone forth and it will not return back forward.
Amen.
I thank God for you, Pastor Collins, and for this awesome word tonight. What a word. Unforgiveness. I just told a young lady, I need y'all to hear me tonight. I just told a young lady about 3 days ago. Her husband had an affair on her. And I'm close to this sister. We're related. And I know he had the affair. I know the young lady because her mom and I was friends, close friends, going to church together, going to conference together. And when she found out, she called me and she made a tape, okay? And I listened at the tape. And I had my birthday party last week. And this young lady showed up at the party. And this other lady was there. And I told her, I said, look, you're going to have to forgive and you're going to have to forget. This been over 30 years ago. Let it go. Let it drop. The man don't want the lady anymore. They're not having anything in common anymore. And you still going on talking about it. You got to let it go so God can forgive you. And Pastor Collin, you mentioned about how forgiveness brings, unforgiveness brings sickness and disease. Unforgiveness will make you sick. Unforgiveness will make you ill. It'll make you feel like you're done. It'll send your blood pressure up. It'll do all kind of things to you. And I want to tell you all something. I went for a checkup about 2 weeks ago, and I had blood pressure of someone about 20 years old. My blood pressure was 122 over 72. All my blood weight was normal, Pastor Collins. My cholesterol was 145. My kidneys, my liver, everything in my body is normal. Y'all need to hear this. I pray. And when they get ready to draw the blood from me, I rub right inside the arm where they're going to test me. And I said, devil, use a lie. All my blood weight coming back normal. It's nothing wrong with me. I say, ain't nothing wrong with me. You can't
Amen.
Put
Hallelujah.
On this body. You can't put sickness and disease on this body. This body belongs to God.
My God.
This body belongs to God. And it will say, let me test you for diabetes. All that was normal. Y'all better hear me tonight.
My God.
The devil can't, he can't attack me because I'm a woman of God. I know it's man up tonight, but I'm a woman up tonight.
Amen. Amen. We love you, woman of God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah. We bless you.
Yes. Yes. I'm healed, y'all.
Well, we thank God for you. We thank for you for your support and continually being a part of this network and this ministry. We love you, woman of God.
Yes, and I love you, and I love you, Pastor Collin.
Hey, I love you too, Mama.
Don't call her mom. Don't call her mom. We put.
That's okay, but you know what? Oh my God, y'all are something. But I'm
don't
a
call
mama.
Her mom.
I'm a warrior.
Ooh, my God.
I yes, love you, ma'am. Man of God, and you go on and you keep preaching the word of God. All right.
Yes,
we,
ma'am.
We love you. God bless you so much. Minister
Amen.
Perry, come on in. Welcome to Man Up the Movement here with Pastor Collins. What a word tonight. Forgiveness. And I know you're
yeah.
hot. I know this is one of your hot topics.
Yeah, this is one of my hot topics. I tell you, I'm over here touching and agreeing with Pastor Collins. You two, Pastor E, and Minister Ali that got on, they lying. If people say they lying, if people say they don't go through something, at some point in their life, they lying. I tell you, but this unforgiveness, you know, this unforgiveness, it covers so much. In all circumstances, he told us we have to forgive, and I know I had to forgive. Like I heard Pastor Dwayne say, you can't give God nothing. I couldn't even go up to the altar with my prayers on prayer calls because I had that unforgiveness in my spirit. But I had to learn. I had to learn. I had to go to counseling to get that unforgiveness out of my heart when my brother was murdered. Because I had to do it for God, do it for me to be in right standing with Him. And I had to just meditate on those scriptures of unforgiveness. And I tell you, I feel so good too because I feel free because that was a burden that was taken off of me.
Hallelujah,
praise God, because we have to forgive. I don't care what it is, how small, because we know we're honoring God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And it makes us feel, hallelujah, it makes us feel good in the inside. We can't walk around and we know we're doing God's will, His word, His way, with unforgiveness. Jesus, this is a hot topic here. Brother Dwayne, I tell you, Pastor Dwayne, you brought it. God bless you. Love you guys, family, and appreciate. And I was good to hear Evangelist Valentine on and Minister Charlene and all the other listeners. Amen?
Yes, amen. Amen. God bless you.
God
amen.
Bless you all.
God bless
amen.
You. God bless
you. Amen.
Yes. Awesome word. Awesome word. Awesome word. Awesome word. Man, you sparked it up tonight. They lying. Oh, my God. I just got a silly spirit on. Man, bless you, man. Awesome word of God. I want to ask this one. This is a threefold month here on the network. You know, every day, every week that we are celebrating domestic violence next door, no more. No more violence. But this is the month of celebration for breast cancer awareness. We are challenging all of our covenant partners to fight breast cancer or any kind of cancer on your knees in the month of October with us, praying in agreement for cure, for detection, for knowledge, for wisdom, for love, for that we go through. So as you pray and stay on your knees, let's fight on our knees this time. Let's stop talking about it. Let's get on our knees and really utilize the power of prayer. Oh, yeah, last night we were starting off our series on praying like Jesus. Let's talk Jesus, but we first had to know about who Jesus is and what his characteristics are, and then know that he always prayed before sleep, he prayed before he got up, he prayed before he healed, he prayed before he ate, he prayed before he did everything. Let's pray on our knees, fighting breast cancer or any form of cancer, the month of October, on our knees. Then again, we're also celebrating or going to be aware in this month of domestic violence and any type of violence. Join us on Saturdays for Real Talk for that. And then this is Lupus Awareness Month. My sister, Josette Williams, she's actually my god sister, but we're family. And she is a survivor because she still has it, but she is still surviving and going through. And if you don't know about lupus, you need to look it up. It is a painful, painful disease, especially in its worst cases. So we want to definitely be praying for that also. Join us on these movements, join us on these things, and get involved here on the network. We also are launching a campaign on East Tees with breast cancer awareness shirts. I'm actually making them right now as we're speaking. You'll see them on our website tomorrow. So God bless you guys for that. Closing remarks from you, Pastor Dwayne.
I'm glad you spoke about domestic violence. The family, you know, keep us in prayer here in Madison. I was trying to get the young lady's name. I know the lady and the husband, boyfriend. He shot her and then ended up killing himself over the weekend. So just keep that family, you know, the Lord know who we're talking about. So I know we always want to put a name to somebody,
right.
You know, to a family. But, you know, just ask the Lord to look out for the state of Wisconsin here in Madison. You know, that family will find closure, you know, because they lost not just one family, they lost two families. You know, each one of them had a family and they had kids. So just
Man.
keep them in prayer, you know.
We'll definitely
and,
do
that. That's it. Yep.
Amen. Well, as I said again, man,
Amen.
Good word. We'll hear from you on the third Tuesday also this month. Can't wait to see what God has in store. God bless you. Family, know that you are loved, know that you are honored, know that you are appreciated, but know most of all, that you were beautifully made by God. I dare you to give it all to Him.
vibe. So you know people have been asking, saying that they want more. Well, here it is. I'm going to give you all of me. Not just one part, but all of me. I mean, we did a whole lot in a short time. I mean, we're going on 4 years, and here we are. And all I ask is that you accept me for being me.
I am. Justified. Well, I'm sitting writing rhyme like I'm quoting scripture. Cause I'm an artist, don't mean it's always a perfect picture. I know some would like me to portray that I'm the perfect Christian. But I can't even lie, at times I really feel filthy. And when I do a little dirt, I really feel guilty. I just wanna make a difference, surely I'm witty. And when they make me feel low, I know that you're with me. And when my soul cries out, I know that you hit me. I just wanna die a legend, leave you with memories. And now it's time for me to reach it to my full potential. I got little kids that's quoting the words to my lyrics. And how could I tell them to play it safe in the world we live in? I just want them to be great in this world we live in. Look, every day and every way we taking some chances. And I refuse to live my life in fear and take for granted. But I see a pot of gold and I'm about to grab it. Situations come and go, still I can manage. And I know it get hard sometimes when you on your grind and the sun don't shine. But like a caterpillar to a butterfly, I evolved on time, right on time. Yeah, yeah. Right on time.
Keep on pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you gon' always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.
That you gon' always shine as long as you stay on your ground.
Keep on pushing.
They say I see you praying for them people in the club. Yeah, that's true. Jesus died for them too. Many some can't understand me, so they can't see. With your eye, that's why I'm giving you all of me. And I ain't gotta hide no more and give them part of me. Cause at the end of the day, you are all that I need. And if they leave me now, they was never down with me. Watch how you treating God's child when you talk to me. I ain't no robot, I'm a real human being. With a heart for the Lord and a music dream. So I'm marching forward like a plan in your band. Knowing every sound I make, you can understand. You never coming off my hand like a wedding band. You never coming off my hand like a wedding band. And if I had a chance, I would do it all again. And I wouldn't change a thing, cause it's in your hand. It's a new generation that can understand me. And they relate to this pain that we daily facing. They say the truth will set you free. Lord, I've been redeemed. So here it is on the table so the world can see. Yeah, yeah, this is all of me. Here it is on the table so the world can see. This is all of me. Yeah, yeah,
keep
this is all of me.
Pushing. They wouldn't understand it if they could. Just know that you're special to me, yeah. Know that you gon' always shine as long as you stay on your ground. Gonna always shine as long as you stay on your ground. Push.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.